Passage 3. Mr. Stevenson was the owner of a general appliance store. He had seen many newlyweds coming into his store to shop for their first refrigerator, washer and dryer, and air conditioner. Pen and pencil in hand, they would ask him a lot of questions about price, features, and after-sale services. But they would usually walk away at the end of their inquiry. The other day, a young couple came into his store. They asked him all the usual questions, and he answered all of them patiently. But when he suggested an order at the end, they replied firmly, "We'll have to look around places first." Although feeling a bit disappointed, Mr. Stevenson did not show it. Instead, he smiled, moved closer, and said, "I know you will go to Discount Dan to look at the price tags. That's perfectly understandable. I do the same. In fact, they sell the same stuff as we do. But if you buy things there is something you will not get. And that is me. I come with everything I sell. I've been in the business for 30 years, and in a few years' time, I'm going to give my store to my daughter and son-in-law. I hope they will carry on the family business. I stand behind everything I sell, and I will make sure that you will never regret buying things from me." After this short speech, Mr. Stevenson offered the young couple some ice cream to thank them for their interest. Impressed by his honesty and sincerity, the young couple decided to place an order.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
32. How does Mr. Stevenson make a living?
33.
Why do many couples walk away after their inquiry?
34.
What did Mr. Stevenson assure the young couple?
35.
What made the young couple decide to place an order?